Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Devil's Dance by Garrett Lee, narrated by Dan Kelly. I think about it all the time. That night on the beach up north, when we were just two lads on a run. Me with my dad, you with that nomad crew. Damn, Saint, when I saw you letting the sand run through your fingers, the wind in your fucking hair. It was the first time in my life I'd ever felt free. 1. Cam. Bristol. There were many reasons why I rode my Harley 50 miles out of town for a drink, and the back view of this dude in posh clothes was one of them. At least it was tonight. Toffs in tailored trousers and pressed shirts had never done it for me before, but I wasn't a bloke who ignored that rush of blood south. Never had been, but whatever. My deviant habits weren't important as I watched shirt dude take his fancy bottled beer to a table and sit down. Nothing was. Not even the clusterfuck of a day that had sent me roaring off on my hog in the first place. Liar. You were born for this, and you'll never be fucking free of it. Stress squeezed my chest. I tipped beer down my throat, then leaned back in my seat, curving an inked hand around my glass. The menacing dagger tats on my fingers were smudged with oil stains, but I didn't care. I didn't become king of the road by being nice. I could be nice to this dude, though. Real fucking nice. You're a man, whore, Cam. Thanks, sis. Like I gave a shit. I didn't, but my preoccupation with shirt dude was welcome all the same. Watching as he unfolded a copy of the Financial Times onto the table, frowning at whatever he saw on the pink pages, I got my first good look at his face. And man, what a face. It was as pretty as his backside. High cheekbones, a neat hipster beard, and the kind of eyes that made a man go weak at the knees. Weak. Fuck. My knees didn't waver for almost anyone, but my heart skipped a beat as I stared at him, and it wasn't often the mere sight of someone hit me anywhere other than my dick. In fact, I could only recall one time when it had ever happened before, and I clamped a lid on that shit so hard that it sometimes felt like it had happened to someone else, that I was watching my own pain throb and burn from another fucking planet. On cue, my chest ached again. Meh. Maybe I'd necked too much coffee at church. Regardless, I didn't want to think about that right now, about him and everything I couldn't have, or the messy feelings that came with it. I wanted to think about shirt dude and his pretty face, and what I'd do to him if we were in the right kind of establishment for me to approach him. Trouble was, we weren't, and I really had only fled my hometown for a solitary drink and a deep breath. If I'd come out to hook up, I'd have ventured further into the city. This place, I glanced around the dark pub, was the best port in a storm I knew for a quiet, contemplative pint. An anonymous pint, and that was all I'd come for. Still, I kept ogling shirt dude. I mean, I was only human. And subtle as a brick, apparently, because I got caught. Shirt dude raised his gaze from his newspaper. I expected him to look away. Most people did when they saw the leather and tats and figured out they were the real deal, not a fashion choice. This bloke wasn't most people. He held my stare and smirked a little. I smirked right back, and the answering glint in his eyes went straight to my cock. Town boy. As if. Damn thing never listened to me. Because it's not a sentient being, you fucking tool. Who cared? Not me. The thrum in my blood was too good, and it was a reckless arsehole these days. I'd sacrificed too much to resist the simple things in life. If I wanted to fuck someone, I did. Or at least tried. I held my pint glass up and inclined my head at the seat beside me. Shirt dude rolled his eyes. I shrugged. You win some, you lose some. Or maybe, just maybe, you won the small shit that didn't mean anything, while the things that made you burn inside got left in the dust. Shirt dude moved like a ghost and slid into the spare seat of the bar. Are you going to share why you've been staring at me for the last 10 minutes? A cocky reply had already formed in my head, but it stuck in my throat as his smooth, low voice hit me. Refined and cultured, like a newsreader, the kind that were on the radio when terrible things happened in the world. There was nothing terrible about him, though. Lord, no. Up close, he was even prettier than I'd first thought, ethereally so. His eyes were slate grey, his perfectly cut hair a cool ash brown, and those cheekbones, yeah, they could cut fucking glass. He smelled good, too, like charcoal and the kind of expensive cologne no fucker I knew would ever waste their money on. Wood, spice, musk, whatever the fuck it was, I liked it. A lot. Enough that it took me a full 5 seconds to remember he'd asked me a question. I was staring at you, I said eventually. Cool amusement glittered in his eyes. I think we've established that. Oh, you think, do you? Yes. Shirt dude folded his newspaper on the bar. For whatever reason, he brought it with him. Would you like a drink? I held up my Guinness. Got one, thanks. Shirt dude hummed, his gaze turning speculative. I have one too. So the question remains, why did you want my attention? I see only two options. That right? I usually am. So tell me. He raised a brow in question. Cam, I supplied. He continued. Tell me, Cam, what's your poison? Business or pleasure? And I should probably tell you that I've had my fill of business today, so choose wisely. Colour me surprised. Either my dick was twisting whatever he was really saying into what I wanted to hear, or Shirt Dude was up for some fun. Despite my earlier conversation with my cock, I didn't give it that much credit. I necked my pint and set the glass on the bar while fixing Shirt with another smirk. I choose pleasure. He returned my leer tenfold, and it held a wickedness that sent a shiver down my spine. Those grey eyes were something else, fucking mesmerizing, and as he leaned in closer, his scent got me too, reeling me in like I was the one who'd been hooked. Good choice. My home is across the street, but first, a warning. If you're planning on mugging me for my Rolex, I have some advice for you. Oh yeah? I licked my lips. Truth be told, though sizing people up was a kind of habit, I hadn't clocked his fancy watch. I'd been too busy drinking in the way his expensive threads curved around his knockout body. What's that then? Shirt dude's smirk turned predatory. Don't. 2. Cam. We left the pub. My hog was parked outside, but if this dude's place was as close as he said it was, I didn't need it. We wove through the humming city crowds without talking, and I was okay with that. I wasn't trailing him for small talk. Nah, I wanted to see what was beneath those dapper clothes, and I wondered if he was as curious about me as I was about him. I mean, damn, we couldn't have been more different. Did he pick up dudes like me all the time? Doubted it. There weren't many bikers out there living the life in the open. The old-timers at the club tolerated my wild ways because I kept their bank accounts fat, for now. And I had a council around me that would light them on fire if I gave the nod. A council of brothers. A goddamn fellowship. Mostly anyway. But I didn't want to think about politics right now. Couldn't. Or I'd lie down and smash my face into the concrete pavement. Anything for some fucking peace. Could I find inner tranquility in tracking a fuck-hot dude back to his place for nothing but sex and zero stress? Zero heartache and pain? Yeah, sometimes I could. I needed this shit in my life, and I loved it more than I loved my Harley. As promised, Shirt Dude led me to an upmarket building a few hundred yards away and across the street from the pub. I took note of the address and tapped it into my phone, creating a location pin. I opened my contacts, and my thumb hovered, indecision warring with the need to return my attention to the pretty bloke in front of me. There are any number of brothers who have my back, but I took the easy option and sent the pin to my vice president. Nash didn't give two fucks where I was or what I was doing. He didn't look at me with smothered hurt in his gaze or his jaw set so hard it might break. He accepted the message with a thumbs up and went back to his own life. An easy exchange, and Christ, I needed something to be easy, given the week we'd just had. The only reason I wasn't scoping Shirt Dude as an assassin or a fed was the fact that he'd ignored me until he caught me ogling his damn fine self. Besides, despite his warning about trying any shady shit, I had a stone on him in weight, and I'd been born with my hands curled into fists. I could handle this sweet fucker in my sleep. He led us inside, and we took the lift to the top floor, to the penthouse. I whistled. You're a rich motherfucker. If you say so. Are you going to tell me your name? Is it important to you? Was it? Probably not. I didn't usually get around to asking, but calling him Shirt Dude in my head was starting to annoy me. Go on then, tell me. That's not answering the question. The lift doors opened. Shirt dude stepped out into a door that had no number on it. But I'm feeling generous, so I'll tell you anyway. He unlocked the penthouse door, then turned to me with an outstretched hand. Teddy Jones, nice to meet you. Teddy, of all the names he could have given me, perhaps I was expecting that one the least, because it's bullshit. I liked it, though, for now. It rolled around my brain like warm honey, and I took his hand with a grin on my face. Nice to meet you, too. Teddy pushed his front door open, revealing a cool, dark space that would have made me feel scruffy in my old jeans and battered leather jacket if I gave a shit. I didn't. I stepped into his home like I rocked up in places like this all the time and let the door swing shut behind me. You can hang your jacket there. Teddy pointed to a row of copper hooks behind the door. And take off your boots. He turned on his heel and strode away into the penthouse without looking back. Take off your boots. I wasn't used to taking orders, but man, that made my dick hard. For the first time in my life, I did as I was told, duly hung my jacket on the hook and towed off my battered motorcycle boots. My socked feet hit the polished tile floor, and another shiver rushed up my spine. I was out of place here, and I didn't care. Bring it on. I followed my instincts out of the swanky hallway into a room that was almost a living room, though it was nothing like any house I'd ever been in. No photos, empty beer cans, or dogs snoozing on the couch. Just a couch and a drinks cabinet where Teddy stood, pouring something into a crystal glass. He glanced at me. You can pour your own. Open a fresh bottle if you're worried. Worried about what? You drugging me and having your wicked way. It's a valid concern. You're a big man, but no one is invincible. I don't need to be if you're not a massive cunt, mate. Teddy smiled, and wow, if I'd been into him before, I was a horny puddle at his feet the moment those lips stretched wide and split his pretty face in half. Well, kind of. It was a small smile, reluctant, bewitching. Those grey eyes had been magical from the moment I'd fallen into them, but sparkling with mirth. They were fucking enchanting, hypnotizing. Damn, I needed a drink before my brain overflowed with adjectives I didn't usually have call for in my life. Only with, nope, don't think about him. My fucking mantra. If he did something enough, did it ever stop hurting? I ventured closer to Teddy and peered into the open cabinet. I wasn't worried about him slipping me roofies. He didn't seem the type. But I reached for an unopened bottle of whiskey anyway. He was drinking vodka. Fuck that. I wanted to bang his brains out, not have flashbacks of my 14-year-old self blowing chunks behind my dad's garage. The whiskey was good, smooth and smoky. It slid down my throat like buttered fire and added to the smoldering burn I'd carried since I'd first laid eyes on this dude. I emptied my glass and set it back where I'd found it. How do you want to do this? Because I'm guessing you're not one for small talk. Not especially. Teddy sipped his vodka, eyeing me with a narrowed gaze. And I have some things in mind, but I'd be interested to hear your thoughts first. My thoughts? What is this, a fucking board meeting? Teddy's lips twitched, but he kept his sinful smile to himself this time. Do you spend a lot of time in board meetings, Cam? More than he could imagine, but my clipped reply was swallowed up by my body's response to him saying my name. More heat flushed through me, and my jeans grew uncomfortably tight. I want to fuck you, but I'm down for other stuff if you don't want to go that far. That's very kind of you. But your suggestion is good with some caveats. Caveats? You're used to your partners submitting to you, yes? You throw them around, fuck them until they beg you to stop. For the first time, his polished accent slipped, and something else snuck in, something I couldn't quite place. I'm used to a lot of things, but I'm adaptable, within reason. Teddy smirked. I'm sure you are, and don't worry. I'm not asking you to bend over for me if that's what you're worried about. It's not. I have zero problem saying no. And I have no problem listening, but that isn't what I want. So, what do you want? Unable to help myself, I stepped closer to him, my entire body alight with anticipation. You have some boundaries you want to set out. The opposite, actually. I swallowed thickly. What? Boundaries. I don't really have any. But I'm not submissive.
I will tell you what I want, and I'd like you to do it.
Where are you from? It wasn't what I meant to say, but his slipped accent was doing strange things to me. In the pub, he'd sounded as English as the Queen. Now, I couldn't tell, and my gut was churning enough to cool the blaze, obliterating my common sense. Do you sound Russian or some shit? Teddy's grey eyes flickered.
Would that bother you?
Only if there was a reason for you to hide it from me.
We are strangers.
There is no reason for anything at all. I tilted my head, assessing him more than I had when a simple hookup had been on the cards. Tell me then, where are you from?
Right now. Where do you found me?
But I was born in St. Petersburg, if placing my accent is so important to you.
St. Petersburg in Russia?
Yes, Cam. Teddy thickened the English accent he'd started with, that dry humor lighting his eyes again.
Or is it Cameron, if we're oversharing tonight?
Define oversharing.
No, you do it.
I couldn't figure out if he was playing with me, or if it mattered. I didn't give two shits where he was from, as long as he wasn't a shady fuck, but the sense I was missing something was hard to ignore, especially in my life. Cameron was my dad's name, and he's long dead. You, Teddy Jones, can call me whatever you like. Is that enough for you?
Teddy picked up his vodka with a non-committal hum and tipped it down his elegant throat.
Follow me to the bedroom if you are happy. If you are not, you know where the door is.
He left me. Again. And again, I gave little conscious thought to following him. His bedroom was how I imagined a fancy hotel room to be, cold and impersonal, but with the bonus of a giant bed. A blank canvas for filth. Teddy, not his name, was on the far side, taking his Rolex off. He laid it on the bedside table and shot me a challenging smirk. I scowled. I'm not going to steal it.
You wouldn't need to. If you wanted it, I'd give it to you.
Why?
It's just a watch.
It was half a house to most people I'd grown up with, but I kept that thought to myself. I'd given away enough to him already, and I wanted what I'd come for.
I reached over my shoulder and fisted my t-shirt, yanking it over my head in one fluid movement. Teddy watched me, unbuttoning his expensive shirt, revealing another layer beneath. A white vest as plain as my tee that I hated on sight because it denied my view of his body.
You are strong, and not from the gym, no?
I snorted.
No.
Real life?
If you say so.
Teddy nodded as if he understood 1,000 times more than I told him.
Come here.
I raised a brow. He raised one right back, and I cracked first. I rounded the bed to where he stood and faced him down.
Is this the part where you tell me what to do?
Maybe. Or you could do whatever you like and see where it takes you. The inferno in my veins returned full force. I had no doubt that he was going to rise up at some point and give me an order I couldn't refuse, but having free rein over him, for however long, was too tempting to pass up. I gripped his undershirt and tugged it over his head. Keeping my eyes locked on his, I backed him against the wall. Then I gave in and let myself look. A strong, lean torso greeted me, dusted with the perfect amount of dark hair and ripped with sinewy muscle. He might have been smaller than me, but it was clear his compact frame could pack a punch. His chest called to me. I wanted to bury my face in it and breathe him in while I fucked him. But first, I undid his belt and pulled it from the loops. It dropped to the floor from my careless fingers, and I went for his tailored trousers next, popping the button and unzipping the fly. Teddy leaned against the wall, sharp gaze all over me, though his posture was languid. Was he testing me, or simply curious to what I'd do next? Either way, I was getting him naked. I pushed the trousers away, sending his underwear with them for good measure. His cock sprang free. It was hard, and my mouth fucking watered. I didn't get on my knees for anyone, but I wanted to taste him so bad right now that a strangled sound escaped me. Teddy trailed a cool fingertip down my bare chest.
Like what you see?
Yup. How could I not? His body was a work of art, and his cock. Yeah, that was pretty too, the motherfucker.
Let me undress you, Teddy murmured.
I spread my hands, inviting him to do just that. Teddy peeled his liquid frame off the wall and stepped close enough that my skin tingled, anticipating the moment we'd come together and the sparks flying between us would become a full-on Guy Fawkes display.
He grasped the heavy skull buckle on my belt and unclipped it. Keeping his gaze on me, he undressed me in the same manner I had him, freeing my throbbing dick from the confines of its denim cage. We're both wearing socks. I looked down. He was right, but the issue was easily fixed. I ripped mine off and then his and tossed them somewhere. Then I stood back, bare and proud, letting him get a good look at what he'd invited into his bed. His hot gaze turned appraising. So the ink really does go everywhere. Not everywhere. I wrapped my hand around my cock, almost buckling at the sweet relief from the pressure. I never found an artist I wanted near my dick with a needle. But you let one near your heart. Teddy teased my chest again, tracing a circle where my heart thudded beneath my tatted skin. You should think less with your dick. So they keep telling me. Who does? No one who matters. In this situation, at least. I let my hand drop from my cock and considered my options. We were facing each other down like alphas, prowling around until one of us made a real move. He'd invited me to do whatever the fuck I wanted. But what if it was a trick? Worse, what if I misread the situation and did something he didn't like? I liked to go hard. Rough when the mood was right, cleansing my fucking soul. But I had no desire to hurt anyone. Stop thinking. Teddy tapped my temple. You like what you see, no? Make the most of it. All right. I didn't need telling twice, and I didn't need an excuse to get out of my head. I shut it down and let my instincts flow, grasping Teddy's hips and pulling him to my body, skin finally touching skin, his cock tangling with mine. The spark of sensation was instant, flooding me with more heat than I could contain. A low growl rumbled from my chest, and I let my hands roam his torso and then lower, gripping his backside, palming the firm swell of muscle. I almost kissed him. Almost. Instead, I bypassed his lips and went for his throat, digging my teeth in, drawing a low, delicious grunt from him. He likes pain. I filed that away for reference and bit him harder, tasting blood, and the fucker didn't flinch. Only his cock responded, surging against mine. Yes. I manhandled him to the bed. He resisted enough to rile me up, grinning and showing me a set of perfect white teeth. I will not submit. If I let you, it is because I like it. Works for me. I threw him down and made an educated guess that his bedside drawer was about to become my new best friend. I reached over him and opened it. Inside, I found premium brand lube, condoms, and black metal cuffs. Are these for me? What do you think? Teddy rolled onto his stomach. I already told you to do what you like. He had, and the cuffs were intriguing. I'd only played those games with women. Thinking about restraining Teddy and doing all kinds of nasty things to him made my head spin. Did I want that right now? Could I handle it? Fucking A. I was unsure enough to leave the cuffs where they were and clear the drawer of everything else. I dropped it all on the bed and knelt between Teddy's legs, taking in the expanse of his back. It was a glorious fucking sight, but I missed his dick. There was something electric about seeing a man so hard for me. I dreamt about it sometimes, on the rare nights I went to bed alone. Fantasized about it on the many nights I didn't go to bed at all. It was strange what kept you company on a long ride. Still, this view of him was hard to give up too, and I wanted inside him. Like now, before I burst into flames. Fuck it. I flipped him over, shoving him onto his back and nudging his legs wider. Teddy's lip curled in a faint snarl. He likes that too, and his cock taunted me, leaking fluid onto his abdomen. I ran a finger through it, stuck it in my mouth, and tasted him. His eyes blazed, noted, and so did my blood. I reached for the condoms and lube, reveling in the fact that we had the same size dick. So he had some clue of what he was in for. Because he fucks himself with that beast. Genius, mate. Absolute genius. Some days I was, but not today. My brains were in my balls, and I was so hot for this dude, I could barely see straight. I rolled a condom onto my cock and flicked the cap on the lube bottle. I'm going to be a gentleman about this bit because I'm not a fucking animal. Teddy's gaze darkened. Shim. Is it? Perhaps. If you liked it that way too. You have no idea what I like. Show me. It wasn't a request, and the authority lacing the command had me scrambling forward before I caught myself. No, stop. Whatever he thought he wanted, I wasn't in the business of ramming my dick into anyone before they were ready. I nudged his legs apart again and took up the space between them. Teddy wasn't a small guy, but I loomed over him all the same, caging him with my arms as I dropped a palm either side of his head. He said I could do whatever I wanted. Teddy nodded, his eyes sparkling with something that would have put me on edge with anyone else. I am interested to learn what that is. Want me to tell you? I already said this. Show me. His accent slipped again, and I liked the Russian flavor better than the posh drawl. I dipped down and dug my teeth into his neck again, adding to the mark I'd already left there. Teddy growled and wrapped his legs around me, his thighs as strong as they looked, anchoring me in place. I wasn't complaining. Trapped against his body, every part of him touched me where I wanted it to. His skin felt amazing against mine, and the thrill of fucking someone brand new took me over. I kissed a wet trail from his neck to his chest and then down his abdomen as he arched beneath me, restless sounds escaping him. Like his chest had, his cock called to me. I didn't suck many dudes, but this one, yeah, I was having some of that. I hooked my hands beneath his hips and raised him off the bed to my mouth, elbowing his legs wide enough that I could move freely. He let me. I wasn't ignorant of that. I'd waltzed into this, believing I could hold him down with one hand, but there was something about Teddy Jones. Something dangerous, wily, wicked. Whatever I wanted to call it, I knew I'd met my match, in more ways than one. I wrapped my mouth around his cock and swallowed him down. Teddy groaned, harsh and masculine. Harder, use your teeth. That was a new one, but I was partial to the scrape of a woman's teeth against my own dick, so I happily obliged, reveling in the answering surge in his rock-hard length. I gave him the roughest blowjob I'd ever doled out, and I loved it. My blood became fire, my cock digging into the mattress beneath me, desperate for friction. When I could take no more, I pulled off and chased the wet mess down from his balls to his hole. I slid a finger inside him. Again, he didn't flinch. More. One finger became two. Three. While he watched me, apparently amused and impatient. I took the hint and replaced my fingers with my sheathed and lubed dick. His body enveloped me, drawing me in with a long, slow thrust to send my eyes rolling around the world and back. Oh, fucking tight. Teddy leered. It's good for you. You can't tell by my face. I do not know your face. Not yet. I dropped down, bringing us closer together. We were nose to nose, closer than I'd been to anyone in a long time, despite how often I found myself with company at night. Teddy's grey eyes seemed unending, and his lips, fucking gorgeous. I wanted to crush them with mine and feel his neat beard against the scuff on my own jaw. I wanted to go to war with his tongue and see who goddamn won. Me, in case you were wondering, but I reckoned he'd go down swinging. Teddy reached up and gripped my chin. His touch was blistering, and his sinful lips twisted into that smirk again. You're being very gentle, biker boy. Have I misjudged you? Only if you think I'm a boy. I pulled my hips back, then punched them forward, driving into him hard enough to make anyone else's eyes water. Not this dude, though. His smirk deepened. The only sign of impact is teeth digging into his fleshy bottom lip. I slammed into him again and again and again until he pushed back, meeting me in the middle, and something between us snapped. A frantic surge took over me. I fucked him like my life depended on it, hard and fast, raw and dirty. His bed was one of those fancy divans that seemed to float like a fucking cloud. It had been a blank page when I got here, but we ruined every inch of it. Teddy was strong and supple, flexible. I fucked him in every position he demanded, and the need to come like a fucking train inside him became a drumbeat that echoed in my head louder than my thundering pulse. Desire consumed me. Sweat coated my skin, and my breath came in short, sharp pants. I pulled Teddy off the bed and shoved him against the wall, kicking his legs apart. I wrapped an arm around his throat, but I didn't squeeze. Not yet. Not until he laughed, taunting and low. breathless, though like everything about him, it was subtle. He would not dare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?